Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to learn together from the words of Jesus. We pray that you would open our hearts afresh, and we ask for his sake. Amen. Do take a seat. Now, it does seem that we human beings like frameworks or patterns to guide us in life. So a website has available to us 10 simple steps to look and feel better. Sounds okay. Or there's a book that has 15 steps to stop smoking. Could be useful. And a magazine offers 50 easy ways to be a fantastic parent. Well, that sounds like a great idea. I'm sure that Graham and Rachel and Ben and Claire would value that kind of information and some tips there. Now, this morning we read from the Bible what is probably the most famous prayer in the world. It starts, "Our Father in heaven." Now, anybody tell me what we normally call that prayer? Not a difficult question. What do we normally call it? The Lord's Prayer. That's because it was Jesus, the Lord, who taught that prayer. Now, this prayer comes from Jesus' words that are written down by the Apostle Matthew in the Bible. And it's a prayer that we can say, and also it is itself a pattern or a framework to base our prayers on. And it reminds us, therefore, what is most important in prayer. Now, the prayer is part of what is often called the Sermon on the Mount. That is, it's a talk given by Jesus as people gather to listen to him on a hillside in the Galilee region. And Jesus was teaching those who he'd drawn to believe in him. He was showing that what being a Christian would involve, what the kingdom of God, that rescuing rule that Jesus brings into the world, was going to be like. And in his talk, Jesus explains that those who will belong to him will be those who recognize that they are poor in spirit. That is, that they will know and admit that they've fallen short of what they were made to be, but that God is generous and he accepts those who believe in Jesus because he is the one who has come to save his people from their sins. And Jesus also makes clear when he teaches that actually what's inside us in our hearts matters to God as well as the things that we do. And he shows that that's relevant when it comes to the subject of prayer. So we read that Jesus says, when you pray, don't do it so that you're showing off, but rather talk quietly to God who will listen to you. And he says, prayer is not about having lots and lots of words as if God somehow will be impressed by how long we go on for, but rather we are to simply speak to God who understands our needs even before we ask him. And then Jesus gives us his prayer. And of course, it's a prayer that is still learnt by many people, perhaps even from their youngest days at school. And as I say, it is a prayer that we can say as a prayer, and it also is a framework, a pattern to help us to know what we should include in our prayers. So Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this, "Our Father in heaven." And then let's all join in. "Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, debts, trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now the Lord's Prayer then is a pattern, and in some ways it can be divided into two. Now what I could do with someone, just to give me a hand with sticking something on the side. Anyone would you like to give me a hand? Everybody come and stick something on for me? Not very little ones this morning, haven't we? Yeah. Oh, there's Noah. Come and help me. Yeah, thank you. Because the first thing that the Lord's Prayer helps us to do is to work out, if you can just stick that on there, there's a bit of blue tack, stick it on here, is the who of prayer. Thank you. Now then, it's who we pray to is most important. Now, if you needed, for some reason, to go and speak to someone, perhaps you were in trouble or life was difficult, would you go and speak to this person? Who is it? Simon Cowell, isn't it? Kind of TV villain. I can't imagine that most of us would want to go and get some help from him. What about this person? Anybody knows that? Who's that? Craig Revell Horwood, yeah. Who is what? He's a judge on Strictly. And again, he's a bit mean, isn't he? He generally gives people low marks. And again, not the kind of person that you sort of think you'd want to get some sympathy from or help. And what about this person? You'll have to look carefully and see who that is. It's a figure from fiction, from a book. It's Scrooge. So again, the ultimate kind of mean person who is not exactly going to be very helpful. Well, thankfully, we're not told by Jesus to ask these sorts of people or anyone like them. We are to pray, rather, Jesus says, to our Father. You see, Jesus has made known God in a way that would have actually been quite shocking to the people who first heard him use that term. You see, they knew that God is holy and pure and that he is just and true. But Jesus says also we're to know that God is like the very best, indeed the most perfect Father. There we are. Now, well, that is really important because that's the most important thing about prayer. The key is not about us. It's not about what we say. It's not about how we say it. But it's rather the one to whom we pray. The most important thing about prayer is that the God who Jesus makes known is the God who is God our Father in heaven. So Jesus' pattern prayer begins with the vital thing, the who of prayer. And that is that prayer is to God, the loving Father in heaven. But also, there is the what of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. What it is we're to pray for. Now, given that we are to start our prayers recognizing God as our Father, it's logical that we're to make requests about him. We are to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now, I guess we all know that over the years, our own personal name becomes very special to us. And I'm sure that Ben and Claire and Graham and Rachel would have thought very carefully about choosing the name for their sons, Edward and Zach. And I heard recently about someone in another part of the country who was very ill and was sent a letter by the hospital and they got his name wrong. And he was really, really upset by this. It felt really personal. You see, our names are part of us and we're linked to them. Now, in Bible times, your name meant the real you. It says something about who you are. So to pray, hallowed be your name, means God, let your name be kept holy. Let your name be treated with respect and reverence. To pray, hallowed be your name, is to ask that God would be respected and recognized by everyone, ultimately. But also we're to pray, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're to ask that God's purposes would be fulfilled here more and more, like they are in heaven, where God's loving rule is fully recognized. And that means that we're to pray that more and more people would come to know God as Father through Jesus. And that his plans for men and women and boys and girls would become more and more of a reality here on earth. So we're to pray for our country. We're to pray for our world. And we're to pray that ultimately his loving kingdom rule will be fully received by people when Jesus returns and makes a new world with him at the center. So the who of prayer involves asking things about God, but also the rest of the prayer includes things about ourselves and others. So our needs. Now, you know, this is an amazing thing. We're kind of used to it because most of us know the words of the Lord's Prayer. But actually, that the God who has made the world, the God who is pure and perfect and just, would want people to ask him for things is an amazing thing. And it's worth remembering that the Lord's Prayer very much encourages us to ask God. You know, sometimes people think that prayer is more about a kind of a mystical thing where you're to kind of look inside yourself and think about how you feel. But actually, the most important thing is that we come to God as our Father, that we ask that his name is recognized and his purposes are fulfilled, and then that we ask for our needs to be met. Jesus says, when you pray, pray like this: give us, forgive us, deliver us. We're to pray, give us. Give us today our daily bread. And that's a clear instruction to pray for our regular needs, our food and our shelter and our health, and to pray that others would have what they need. After all, we're told to pray, give us this day our daily bread. It's God who provides, and we should ask him to give us what we need. But of course, we should remember that we're to ask for our needs and not for our greeds. So we're to pray, give us. We're also to pray, forgive us. Forgive us our debts, the words literally mean, from Jesus' words in the Bible, as we have also forgiven our debtors. The Bible is clear that all of us are in debt to God. God has made us, we belong to him, but we've turned away from him. We've all sinned and we need his forgiveness if we're to have anything to do with him. So we're to ask for forgiveness of our sins or our trespasses, as the original version put it. The times that we trespass, break God's laws. So when we pray, we're to ask for forgiveness so that God can clean us up in his presence, and then we can speak to him as our holy heavenly Father. And we can ask him too to help us to forgive those who've sinned against us. Remember, the prayer goes on, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And that's not an easy thing to do. But if we've been forgiven by God, we know how precious forgiveness is. And so Jesus wants us to look to offer forgiveness to those around us. So we're to pray for our needs and the needs of others, to give us, to forgive us, and also to deliver us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We're all of us vulnerable to bad influences from other people. And Jesus says God's enemy, the devil, is a real negative force. And he will try and confuse us and distract us and lead us astray. So we should ask God that he would strengthen us in times of testing and deliver us, rescue us from the dangers of evil around us. So Jesus helps us to pray by giving us a pattern, a framework. It helps us to see who God is, that God is revealed by Jesus as the loving Heavenly Father, and also the what of prayer. We're to pray that God's purposes would be fulfilled and people would recognize him, his name, for who he is. And we should ask God for our needs and those of others, that he would give us the things that we need, forgive us our sins, and deliver us from evil and danger. Well, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to come and talk to you, and that we can do that through Jesus, who is the one who saves his people from their sins. We ask that your reputation will be recognized more and more in your world and your purposes fulfilled, and that, Heavenly Father, you would provide us with what we need in our lives. You would forgive us and you would protect us. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, if you turn